Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos. Daf Chaf Beis. Figure out the top of the page, three lines down. We discussed on Chaf Aleph of the Beis, the Brisa that says that wood that's used to burn a carbon comes from the tzibor, the funds of the tzibor. Now we say, Vayter the Pshita lay the Latana de Mishal tzibor. And that which the Tana says that it's clear that the wood for a personal carbon is brought from the communal funds. Minola, where does he know this from? The time, once in the Brisa, Yachal Ha'omer Hariyale Ola. So maybe you would think that if one says, it's upon me, it's, you know, Harei Alai Ola, that he brings Eitzim from his house, Kedersh, maybe Nisachim, so also gives Nisachim from his own house, Tamad Lomar, Al Eitzim Mishar Ala Eish Asher Ala Mizbeach, Ma Mizbeach Mishal Tzibor, just like the Mizbeach comes from the Tzibor, Af Eitzim Ve'esh Mishal Tzibor, so to the wood and the fire, for the covers come from the Tzibor, Divi Rabbi Elazar Bar Rabbi Shimon. That's the words of Elizabeth Shimon. So this pasuk is going to be the raya that wood that's used to burn the personal sacrifice is taken from the tzibor. Rabbi Elizabeth Shimon, oh man, you're comparing the wood and the fire with the mizbeach. It's my mizbeach shelo nishtamish bo hedyot. It's just like the mizbeach, the hedyot's not able to use it. Can't be used, you know, before it was consecrated. Af etzim be'eish shelo nishtamish behem hedyot. So too, the wood and the fire, also, it's you can't have it be that head you use them. Might be now, what's the difference between them? If they're Elizabeth Shimon, the difference between them is the new wood. According to Elizabeth Shimon, the wood for the carbonus has to be new. It can't be used for any other purpose. According to Elizabeth Shimon, the wood is allowed to be used before. The atikelo, an old wood then, is old wood not allowed to be used in this bech? But it says Vayomer a Ravna el David. A Ravna said to David, Yikach v'yala deni amelech hatov be'enov. Pasuk in Shmuel, which says, and a Ravna said to David, take it and let my master the king offer up that which seems best in his eyes. Re'e a bakar la'olav hamarigim v'kle a bakar la'etzem. See that this cattle is Re'a Bakar Lola is given for an Ola Vamarigan, and the Marigan Uklea Bakar, and the gear for the cattle is La'itzim. Alright, so the Pasuk starts with David HaMelech buying the area where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be from Aravna, and Aravna offered his cattle as an offering and his wooden farming stuff as firewood. And David accepted it. So it must be that even old wood is able to be used or to burn the carbonos. Hachanami says, "Where no, here too, by King David, by David HaMelech's case, the burning was done with new wood because the Ravna stuff was never yet used. So you never right over there. You don't have a thing to show it could be old. My Morigan, what does that mean, Morigan? Amaula Mita Shaturbil, it's a Turbil bed. My Mita Shaturbil, Amarav Yehuda Iza de Korskisa. It's a goat, it's a type of weight that's the shape of a goat. That's put on a spiked board, the dashuba, the shtoi. They thresh the grain that's being threshed. I'm Rav Yosef, Mikra. What pasuk is there that backs us up? Hine samtich lamorag charutz chadash bal pipios tadush harim. Behold, I made for you a new sharp morag with many sharp edges. You shall thresh mountains and grind them small. So he says using a moreg, which is like morigan, for threshing. Must be, it's morigan are tools for threshing. Zuckerbex Heliga Mishnah. Okay, the next two Mishnahs are going to talk about cases of a kometz or an entire mincha that became mixed with another, with other mincha stuff. The first mincha is talking about the case of a kometz that becomes mixed with other mincha stuff that has to be burnt on the mizbeach, like another kometz or one of other minachos that are burnt in their entirety on the mizbeach. Says the Hilige Mishnah, the sarif kumtza bekometz chaverta. Let's say if a mincha, the kometz of mincha, gets mixed up with the kometz of another mincha, beminchas kohanim, or it became mixed with the mincha of a kohen. B'milchas Korn Mashiach, or that. B'milchas Nesachim, or with a Minchas Nesachim. This is the Mincha that comes along with any Ola or Shlamim And chatas and ashram of a mitzora. Okay. Now all these are burnt in their entirety in the mizbeach kshera. All these cases of komet and its stuff is going to be, it's going to be kosher. Rabbi Yudamer. Bemilchus koyim mishiach bichas tzachem psulav. The komet got mixed up with the mincha of a koyim mishiach. Or the mincha tzachem, it's going to be no good. Shezo bli losa ava. Shezo bli losa raka. Because one of the komets is a very, it's a mixture of flour and oil that's very thick. The other one, right, that's the Kohen, Kohen's Mircha and the Mircha's Sachem, is a mixture of flour that's of the oil that's very thin. Pain bolos so mizo, and they absorb one from the other. Tanana sam. Zok the Hilary Gemara. We had a Mishnah, we saw Baruch Hashem in Zavachim. Dam b'mayim. Let's say you have the dam that gets mixed up with water. That is, we're talking about the dam of a carbon that became mixed with water. So water falls into a kli sharis that has the blood of a carbon that has not yet been applied to the mizbeach. If the dam fell into the water, then the world would be different. So we're here that water falls into the dam. It got mixed with the water. Im yesh bo maris dam kosher. If it still looks like blood, get something on the Zbeach, and it's going to be good. If the blood became mixed with wine, with red wine, then we look at the wine like it's water. Right? And there's enough blood in the mixture to give the amount of water, the appearance of blood. If it would be water, then the blood is not going to be nullified by the wine. It could be put on the Zbeach. Let's say the blood became mixed with the blood of a animal or that of a chaya, and now these are both are namukdash. The woman was so kilu who mayim looking like it's water. But there's enough of the blood of the carbon in the mixture to give the amount of water, the appearance of dam. It's not nullified by the kadosh blood, and it could be put in his bech. If it would not be enough, then then the non-sacrificial blood in the mixture is going to be vatel, that of the carbon dam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam mevatel dam, blood does not mevatel blood. The sacrificial blood, therefore, remains valid no matter what the proportion is present. Amar of Yochanan, u'shnei mikra echad darshu, both Tanakam and Yehuda, we learned from the same pasuk, the source of the different opinions. The Torah says in reference to the Yom Kippur, the carbon Yom Kippur, v'lakach midam hapar, the midam asayir, he should take from the dam of the bayan asayir, and he puts it on the horns of the inner mizbeach all around. Now these spritzings were made from the blood of the bull and the blood of the asayir after they've been combined. Hadavar yaduash damal shel par meruba midam shel asayir. Now it's known that the blood of a bull is greater amount than the blood of the goat. But the Torah still refers to combining the bloods as the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat, showing that even though it's smaller, the blood of the goat has its own identity in the mixture. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan, they hold, beep, turn the page, chaf beis on beis, that mikan la'olin shein revatan zayetzeh, from here that things that are ola on the mizbeach do not mevatel one in the next. Things that are not in the mizbeach, though, things that they shouldn't go in the mizbeach, they will be mevatel the other ones. Things that go on. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, mikan la min b'mino shein batel. From here we learn that min b'mino is not batel. Even in the case of things that are not on the mizbeach, Rabbi Yehuda therefore holds that blood that's not mukdash cannot be mevatel mukdash dam. For Rabbanan Savri Mekan Leolin She'en Mevatlin Zeetzeh. The Rabbanans, they say that we learn from here that the things that go up on the Mizbeach are not Mevat to one another. But maybe the reason why it's not Batal is because it's Min Bemino, like, and it goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Iashmin on Min Bemino Velo Ashmin on Olin, Kidakamart. If the Pasuk taught us, it's that it's not batel din in a case of of a min with its own min, min bimino, and would not have taught us the din in the case of things that go up in the Mizbeach, give the Gamart. Then it would be like you say, we would learn from this pasuk that something can't be batal by something else. Min is not going to be mevatal mino. Hashda dashmin and olin, but here that the pasuk teaches that the fact that it's not batal, in the case of things that go up on the Mizbeach, when they come out, mishum de olin, things that are, the fact that it's not batal, is due to the fact that the parts of the mixture are things that go up on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara of Adilma ad de ikam in bemino, for olin, perhaps the, I mean, until there's a mixture of min bemino, of, what are we saying here? Maybe the fact that it's not batal, this non-bital rule taught by the pasuk doesn't happen until there's a mixture of min bimino that's also a mixture of things that go on the mizbeach, right? Like the case in the pasuk where the mixture is of two things on the mizbeach that are the same kind, two types of sacrificial bloods. So it's gemara kasha. Good question. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Sever Mikan La Min B'Mino Sheino Bato. Rabbi Yehuda says, from here we learn out that Min B'Mino is not Bato. But don't Rishon Dolan Hu. Maybe the non-Bittel is because of the fact that the Dam being the things that go on the Mizbech, like the Rabbi Chum said. If the Gemara Yish Bein an Olin Min B'Sheino Mino, get the Gamart. If the Pasuk had taught us that it's non-Bittel Din in the case of things that go up in the Mizbech, which are a mixture of a kind, if it's something that it's not of its kind, then yeah, I would say, like you just said, and we would learn from it, that things that go on the Mizbeach do not mevatel one another. Pasha dashmin on min bamino. Now that the pasuk teaches us it's non-bittel, it's a rule in the case of where the mixture is a min bamino, then we can come out, mishum de min bamino. The fact is, it's not bittel, why? Because that it's a min bamino. And that's why it's not going to be batal. Says Gemara v'dilma ad de'ikam in bimino fa'olin. Maybe the non-bittel din taught by this pasuk doesn't happen until there's a mixture of min bimino, and it's also a mixture of things that go up. And then Gemara says again, kasha, good question. We leave that as a question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.